Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Brought to you by Knutson's and also our good friends at Bud and Bud Light. And, yeah, Mark Daly in the studio here and joining us. It's so nice having someone besides Joe Cassidy live in the studio with us. We've got Josh Solomon from Jack 60. Josh, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be around people again, isn't it?
It's so nice to be around people. Put this damn pandemic behind us and get back to being real people again and doing things.
Yeah, I mean, the phone call would have been like way easier. It would have saved me the whole 10-minute drive here, but
right.
I felt like, you know, might as well come in and meet you in person.
Well, that's one of the things we do. We like to be convenient because we can. We have flexibility here, but it's like I said, it's so nice to have people live in the studio with us and to talk about all the great things happening at Jack 60, including the menu, which we'll get to in a little bit. But right now, let's talk about the big PBA event coming up in February. What's happening?
So this is a crazy unique opportunity that just came up out of nowhere. So as a lot of people know, we've hosted at Jack 60 in the building, the PBA Senior Tour, for well over 20 years now.
Uh-huh.
There was a small window of time where they didn't come to Jack 60, but we brought them back. All of our other centers in the company, which we own five total centers for in Indiana, have all hosted PBA events. The owner, Mr. Small, will be at one point this year hosting his 70th event.
Wow. All
which right. is more than any other proprietor. So anyway, we got a phone call. What happens is with the PBA Tour nowadays, all these guys are flying in internationally to bowl. And they get over here and they try to book tournaments so that they're bowling back to back to back to back to back. And the season's much more condensed than it used to be. It used to run for like 39 weeks and it was on ABC Sports. And they've had to change things up a little bit over the years. And so now these guys are in town. They go bowl like the Players Championship or the Tournament of Champions or the US Open. And then there's like a break. And then they go bowl like the World Series of Bowling. So what happened was is there ended up being like a 2-week window of time where these guys didn't have anything to bowl. So the owner, Mr. Small, gets a call from the PBA and says, "Hey, would you be interested in hosting a national event," which is just called a national tour event, as opposed to the senior tour, which are also national events. And he's like, "Well, I don't know yet." And he was actually sitting in my center, and he looked at me. He's like, "You want to host the kids tour?" And I said, "Yeah." He's
yeah,
like, "You don't care.
No,
you want to know when it is?" And I'm like, "No." I said, "I want to do it." And he was like, "All right." So they did their thing on the side, negotiated, contracts got signed, and here we are, and I get to host the best bowlers in the world.
That's awesome. And that's February.
That is February 7th through the 9th, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So what can people come down and watch? What can people expect with this event?
They absolutely can. There is going to be a charge at the door. With the senior events, we don't normally charge people to get in. With this event, there is going to be a charge at the door.
Okay.
It's going to be $10 a day to get in. We are going to offer some three-day passes for $20. That's going to be a little bit farther down the road. You can sign up for the Pro-Am right now. But we are guaranteed the top 50 in points. Of the PBA Tour. So we're talking about the best of the best. Players of the year like Jason Belmonte and EJ Tackett. Guys like Wes Malott, Chris Prather. I don't know if any of the viewers out there know about The House on YouTube. Brad and Kyle are in the top 50 in points right now. These are guys that kids are watching on TV every weekend. And they're seeing them in these YouTube shows. And these are the people everybody want to see. These are the guys that light it up or get real fired up. Kyle Troop with his big afro. Just like his dad Guppy back in the day. I mean, it's going to be kind of intense. It's going to be awesome, and even slightly intimidating. I mean, these guys are good.
Yeah, they're good, and they like you said, they're bringing flair back. Well, wait, did bowling ever really have flair? Because back in the day, it was kind of.
Come on, did you ever see a King Louis shirt?
I did not see a King Louis shirt.
King Louis was a company that made bowling shirts with big butterfly collars on them.
Oh, yeah, that I've seen.
LaMode.
Okay. Right.
All those were the 70s shirts with the big bell-bottom pants.
But like,
Guppy Troop with the colored pants.
Right.
Look up Kyle Troop on your computer right now.
But back in the day, when they would have it on TV, I was like, they approached the line, and here I go. It was kind of like you're watching golf.
But
it's not like that anymore.
Bo Burton and Chris Schenkel were the two best bowling announcers ever, man.
Yeah.
They called the action. But yeah, it would have like looked a little boring, but back then, that's what all the bowlers look like.
Yeah.
It's a lot different now. You got these big, wild, colorful shirts, and Kyle Troop wears his shirts match his pants. It's the coolest thing in the world. But he's got this big, giant afro. It's a thing, man, and the kids are really getting into it. It's going to be awesome.
So bowling's coming back for the younger generation.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That segues perfectly into another segment.
Youth
bowling in Jackson is on fire.
Yeah.
We have some of the most talented youth bowlers in the region and the state, if not the Midwest, and some, if not the country. Okay. Like, these kids are good in Jackson. There are kids that have gone on to bowl in college. Some of these kids have gone out and bowled on tour.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are stupid good and are amazing, amazing talents. Just right now, literally going on right now, Spring Arbor College has an optional practice day on Tuesdays. There are the entire team is most likely there, almost all 46 kids practicing right now. They all practiced last night during an organized practice. They have an optional one on Tuesdays. They're there right now.
That's
practicing.
Awesome.
And these are kids. We have kids from Hawaii bowling at Spring Arbor because of the program that they're building.
Wow, that's so cool.
Their locker room's right inside Jack 60. It's the coolest thing in the world. Check it out on Spring Arbor Bowling on Facebook.
Okay.
They did an amazing job. The coaching there, Jerry Lobdell's the head coach, and the other coaches do an amazing job with the talent that they have. And it's super, super exciting to be a part of it.
So at the high school level, especially with some of the other bowling centers closing throughout Jackson County, how many are bowling at Jack 60?
So there's a lot of people that came over. obviously, we weren't here. We took over Jack 60 in 2018.
Yeah.
I wasn't here when Summit closed. I wasn't around for the Bowl-O-Rama days.
Uh-huh.
I've heard a lot of really amazing stories about those places and a lot of the culture that came out of there. Some of those bowlers from Summit did come over to Jack 60 and bowl in my center now.
Okay.
Some of them did end up at Suburban Lanes, but they're still bowling. And that's the whole thing, is we want people to just stay bowling.
Right.
The sport as a whole needs to grow everywhere, anywhere and everywhere it can.
Yeah.
Bowling's on its way back, though. It's reinvigorated, and this new tour concept, Fox Sports picking it up, is a huge, huge deal for the PBA. Bowlero taking over the PBA and having all the backing of their money behind them is an amazing thing. These guys actually have something to go bowl for now, which is kind of nice.
Okay. So let's talk about the kids part of it a little bit. Best way to get kids involved with bowling. Because I'm from Lenawee County, and as a kid, I grew up in Adrian, and we would bowl a lot at, was it 10 Pin Alley?
It's now Lenawee Rec.
No, it's not Lenawee. No, the one we went to was like between Adrian and Tecumseh.
Okay.
I forget which one that's called. But we would go, I think it was 10 Pin at the time.
I think it still is.
But yeah, great memory of my dad, my stepmom taking us out bowling every weekend because they would tune up for their leagues or whatever. And it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Best way to get kids involved.
Best way to get your kids involved in bowling. Get them started in a Saturday morning youth league. Jack 60 has three different versions of it. We have your traditional team league, and some of those kids are even as young as 2, 3, 4, 5 that are bowling with bumpers.
Yeah.
And then we have what we call our Youth Challenge, which is a little brother or sister to what our YMC.
Mm-hmm.
The Youth Challenge is a handicap-based tournament-style Saturday morning youth league where the kids bowl a three-game qualifier, and then they cut to a number of bowlers, and then those bowlers bowl a bracket match play, all with handicaps. So the kids are bowling on an even playing field. The kid that averages 170 that's bowling against the kid that averages 180, they're bowling on an even playing field because of the handicap.
Right.
Then you get into our YMC. The YMC, again, there's some very, very talented youth bowling at Jack 60 in our YMC. It's the Youth Masters competition every Saturday morning until high school season starts. They bowl four games of qualifying, and then they bowl bracket match play, zero handicap, bonus pins for every win. And again, I can't talk enough about the talent in Jackson.
Yeah.
It is amazing. So that's the first thing you do. You get them signed up to come bowl one of our leagues. Then what you do is you walk into the pro shop inside Jack 60, Andy's Pro Shop and Training Center.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to Andy or Corey or Brian,
okay,
and you get your kid a ball drilled to fit their hand. Parents are going to go, well, why do I want to spend money on a ball if they're growing? Well, one, the weight, you could get them into a weight that they can use for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Two, we have the ability to fill the holes and re-drill them to fit the size of their hand.
Yeah.
And three, if they have a ball that fits their hand, it's much easier to throw and much easier to teach them because they're not trying to squeeze and hang onto a ball that doesn't fit.
Yeah.
I will tell parents this, where you can save a little money is you probably don't need to buy them a pair of shoes until they get into middle school or high school, because if not, you're going to be buying new shoes every year. Bowling shoes are meant to last a few years.
Right, right. It's fun bowling in socks anyway.
No, we don't bowl in socks.
Oh, we don't.
You can get hurt, man. You can slip and fall.
Oh.
You know how slippery those are.
I was a kid.
Well, you were a kid. Well, that's back when they used to let you ride in the window of the back seat.
Yeah, that's true. I have my own shoes. I had my own shoes, but all right. So some of the best schools that are bowling besides Spring Arbor at the high school level.
High school level.
In Jackson County.
Best schools in Jackson County. Man, it's hard to rank them. They all have some super talented bowlers. But right now, if I was going to put a pin in it, I would tell you Northwest is going to make a run at another state title this year.
Okay.
And their boys team is amazing. I believe they have six returners that are going to be seniors this year.
Okay.
They won a state title 2 years ago. They are super, super talented. The gentleman that coaches Spring Arbor, Jerry Lobdell, also coaches Northwest, does a fantastic job with the high school programs. Hanover Horton's been known to be a player Okay. They've had some pretty talented female bowlers in the past. Their girls' team could be pretty good. All the schools are super good. Jackson High usually has some pretty good bowlers.
Yeah.
Vandercook is historically known for doling out talent. I mean, some of those talented bowlers in Jackson have came from Vandercook. And it's kind of up for grabs after that. You know, I mean, all the teams are talented. They all have talented bowlers. All the coaches do an amazing job. And, you know, we do our best to, as a center to support them and make sure that they have the things they need.
How many consider Jack 60 their home?
7.
Wow.
Oh, I left one out. Grass Lake.
Okay.
I think the Grass Lake boys can make another run, too.
Outstanding. Well, and bowling season for high school starts when?
November 15th is the first day they can have tryouts or practices.
And that's when boys and girls play the same season?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, tell us about some of the things you have going on at Jack 60. We teased the menu because it used to just be pizza and fries, and it's a little different than that now.
Yeah, I mean, we still have pizza and fries for all the fry and pizza lovers out there. We didn't forget about you.
Right.
But we've added boneless chicken wings, which is our recipe from our other centers. They are hand-breaded to order with a dozen different sauces that are super unique. Garlic pepper boom boom is my favorite. We even do a pink mild, which is ranch and buffalo sauce together. It's amazing.
Okay.
And then we've got some variations on fries. You've got chili cheese fries, barbecue bacon cheese fries. We've got a hot Italian sandwich. If you're into hoagies, it's a warm grinder. It's amazing. We've got, you know, cheesy garlic bread, and we've got all the other appetizers too, cheese sticks and breaded mushrooms. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can't get right now. We know that there's a shortage on a lot of stuff, and there's just some products we can't get in. Our mini corn dogs, I've been out of those forever. So if we say we don't have it, it's really not because we forgot to order it. It's literally because we're just having trouble getting stuff. And everybody knows that. It's a thing everywhere.
It's a thing right now. So family events. What you know, when can the family come out, or when can kids kind of come out, get away from the family to go have their fun? What are some of the events that you have on weekends, or open times that you have for people to come out on weekends?
So on weekends, best time is going to be between like noon and 4 on Saturdays. We have a ton of lanes available at that moment in time. Always call to get a reservation to guarantee that spot. But we always have a ton of lanes available. We do have lanes available during all of our league nights, too. It just depends on how early or how late you want to come out.
Right.
When high school bowling season starts, I probably won't have any open lanes until about 6:30, 7 o'clock most nights, just because of matches and practices and all the people that are there and my league bowlers. But on the weekends, you can pretty much get a lane almost any night. Call ahead, book a reservation. That way you're guaranteed your lane when you get there. Sundays at noon are a great time to come out. We still do the Rock and Bowl, except we do it Friday and Saturday nights. Okay. The lights kick on anywhere between 9 and 10. So it's not necessarily just 10 to midnight like it used to be.
Yeah.
We kick the lights on as soon as league bowling's done, and you can buy a two-hour block of time for the $15 per person. So we've kind of changed it up a little bit, given some people some leeway.
Right.
That way they don't have to come out and wait till 10, line up at the door, and maybe not get on till 10:30. You can start trickling in a little earlier, and we can get you on. And we even run a special where you can pay an extra $5 for that third hour if we turn the lights on early enough.
Okay. Some of my best, you know, we talked about as a kid going out and bowling, but also some of the best times I had with my dad and my brothers, we had our own bowling team.
Yeah.
And I suck. I am not a good bowler. I am not at all. But just getting together with my dad and my brothers on the league, hanging out with them, you know, away from other family settings, away from work, at the bowling alley with a bunch of other guys. I mean, that's just fun.
Well,
that was just fun. And for me, athletic competition, that's kind of what it's about. It's not supposed to be all divisive. It's supposed to be just getting people together and having fun. Some of my best memories just come from hanging out with my family at a bowling alley.
Well, and that's even the thing, too, to be 100% honest. So, I mean, we have an amazing league base here in Jackson, and my league bowlers are awesome people. I love my leagues. I really do. They make my job very routine and very easy to muddle through during the slower months. But that being said, there's times that I, as a competitive bowler myself, forget why I started bowling.
Yeah.
And we recently just started two new leagues, the Rum Punch Social and the Bruin Bowl, Tuesday and Wednesday nights, respectively, at 7 o'clock, that are just a fun league concept where you just get together with your friends and have fun. And I told them that's their only job, is to have fun. I said we'll track your averages for you if you guys want to have your little own inside competition. I said, but you're not here to be league bowlers. You're here to have a good time, enjoy yourselves, eat some pizza, drink some rum drinks, have some boneless wings, relax, kick back and have a beer. Don't worry about the rest of it. This is your time to spend with your friends. And I often forget that, because when I was a kid, man, bowling was so much fun. Watching my dad, that used to be the thing for me. And then I started bowling, and then I started getting good, and then it became a Well, you know how it gets when you get good at something. It's just, it's way too serious sometimes.
Yeah. My dad is a good bowler. He's a really good bowler, but he has horrible technique. I mean, I just horrible technique. He lets go of the ball, and it's like spinning all sorts of different ways, but always seems to find the pocket, and he's getting strikes left and right.
You don't. That's the craziest part. So we do offer coaching. Andy Schneebel does offer yeah. coaching as well to fix those things. We can make you a good bowler if you'd like. But what I will tell you about technique is bowling is just as much of an art as it is a science. There are some bowlers, if you go back and look at some of the shows over the last few years, that if you saw their arm swing, you would go, how on earth are they that good? What it comes down to is repetition. Think Jim Furyk in golf. Nobody would teach that golf swing ever.
Yeah.
However, he still has won major championships because he does it the same every time. And it's the same with bowling.
Yeah. But no, I think I averaged like 130. I mean, I was not good. But to me, that wasn't the point. To me, no. It was just having fun. And I showed up, had my shoes at the time, had my Michigan towel and my ball, and it's. But it was always
now
fun.
We know what's now we know what happened.
It was the
towel. It was the towel.
That was a long time ago. That was Lloyd Carr was still coaching then, so we were okay.
Oh well, I mean, was that? I mean. That's okay. I mean, I would say the same thing to a Steelers fan. I wouldn't use a towel those towels to wipe my bowling ball off. You might leave something on them.
Oh, don't my wife's from Pittsburgh. And she listens to the show religiously. Man,
I did not even know what I walked into. The Buckeye Browns fan walked into this station today, not knowing. I've been living
Browns.
In the basement for 37 years, man. I get it. I felt all the pain you felt on Saturday, but I've done it over 37 years.
Oh, the Browns had a rough weekend.
Yeah, they did.
Ohio State hasn't had a rough weekend in a long, long time.
It's been quite a while. Like we were talking about earlier, I was really blessed. I was blessed to see Jim Tressel coach at Youngstown State in my hometown when I was a little kid. And getting to see him coach at Ohio State and seeing some games with my friends were there was like the coolest thing ever.
But as a Michigan fan, I think I told you this before we went on. I got a steadfast rule. And Joe is actually trying to search the web to see if he can find any pictures of me wearing red and gray together. That you can't find it. I do not wear red and gray together. It just doesn't happen. And it drives my wife crazy because, she's bought me some stuff in the past and just hung in my closet.
I'm pretty sure when my wife and I were getting married and we were looking at flowers, she found this really nice bouquet that she was like thinking about, and I was like, that's not going to work. She's like, why? I was like, because there's blue flowers and yellow flowers in it. And they weren't even maize and blue. They were just blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow?
And she was like, well, why not? And I was like, because our wedding colors are scarlet and gray. She's like, your tie's apple. I said, no, it's scarlet.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I got her brainwashed, too. That's why I know she loves me.
Oh, man. But that's awesome. So, it's going to happen. It looks like it's going to be between State and OSU in the East this year.
I'm just going to say OH. You don't have to finish it. It's fine.
I'm not going to finish it for you.
I understand completely.
All right. But, Ohio State, not at the strength that they have been in previous years.
No, they're not.
Michigan does have a shot that last game of the season.
You know what? I've said this since I've been a kid. I don't care what our records are going into that game. That game is a 50-50 chance no matter what. And that's from a diehard Buckeye. I will tell you that it just because of the rivalry, you don't know what could happen.
Hmm. Oh, I'm just getting word in from my producer that you're a pretty decent golfer, too.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm not Doug Hanson good, but I'm all right. I'm okay. I can hit a golf ball pretty far. I don't always know where it's going, but I can get some distance.
The Happy
on
Gilmore
it.
Shot?
No, no not even. Okay. No, I'm a little more. My swing doesn't look like I don't know what I'm doing. Let's put it that
way.
Okay. I look like I know what I'm doing when I swing a golf club.
All right. So when the weather's right, but there's also things happening at the bowling alley. How do you choose?
Oh, dude, I always choose the bowling.
You always do the bowling.
I do.
All right.
I'm not going to lie. I love being on a golf course. And I've even said to my wife and the owner of the company a couple of times, like, hey, I'm going to pick a day this summer and I'm going to join a golf league. And he's like, okay. And my wife goes, yeah, baby, you need to do something for yourself. And do you think I ever actually go out and play any golf? I don't.
Yeah.
I just love what I do so much. I love my job. I love my people. I like being inside a bowling center, and I can't imagine being anywhere else. So
best game ever.
Mine?
Yeah.
300.
Yeah, 300?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had more than one?
Mm-hmm.
How many?
41.
That's a lot of best games. All right. So anyway, when I say best game ever, and I'm assuming, I did assume that you had more. What's the one that stands out the most?
The one that stands out the most, it had to have been my first one. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will tell you that, but my first one was on a stage. My high school bowling program was one of the best that I've ever been a part of. We had eight guys that averaged 200 plus in high school. and we were bowling a Martin Luther King Jr. Day tournament, and every school from the conference was there bowling. And my coach showed up late, and he got there in like the eighth or ninth frame and said, all right, kid, give me one more. And I got up in the 10th, and I aced the first shot. The second shot, I kind of pulled it a little bit. It went a little high, and the four pin fell late. And I got up in the 10th, and I absolutely threw the purest shot I've ever thrown in my entire life. And the ball hit the pins and went 10 back, and the entire crowd erupted. And the best part was, my dad was there.
Yeah.
My dad got to see it. And it was super cool. Called mom on the phone. She was sick with cancer at the time. And that's why that one meant so much, is because my parents were both around for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
See, always comes back to family.
Absolutely. I mean,
it really does. So. Josh, we're actually over time, but time just flew by, man. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. Again, February 7th, big deal happening. If they want to reserve spots right now, do they call now?
They can call now and reserve spots for the Pro-Am. Right now, we do have to take payment over the phone when you call in for it.
Okay.
But anybody at the counter can do it for you. Just give us a ring. We'll get you signed up. And then keep an eye out for those passes for getting in to watch the pros. If not, you can pay at the door.
Give us the number to call, please.
517-783-2711.
Josh, awesome job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.